After more than a week of these seemingly arbitrary shootings, residents of suburban Washington, D.C. continue with their daily lives, perhaps a bit more aware of their surroundings. Police cruisers with flashing lights guard schools, yellow tape surrounds crime scenes, and now roadblocks slow traffic. Even the police, who earlier in the week seemed calm and in control, now appear shaken. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been out gauging residents' feelings as they head into the second week of sniper attacks.
At a rec center in Wheaton, Maryland, the game room and front reception are empty, except for the manager, Sean Robinson, and the TV blaring CNN.
In the sniper case, schools in the Washington, D.C. area are trying to ease the concerns of students and parents. One student is still recovering after being shot by the sniper. Meanwhile, other students are paralyzed by fear.
Sean Robinson says in the last week, there's been a noticeable drop-off in attendance of rec center classes.
It's just a terrible thing to have everybody, you know, just living in fear like this and have to live your day-to-day lives in fear. It's terrible.
Still, at least one class has recovered its numbers. Volleyball for senior citizens. About a dozen guys in their 60s and 70s pack up the net and wheel the poles to the edge of the gym. Among them, Bill Crawford and Don Miller.
Last week, half the guys didn't show up because their wives wouldn't let them come over. So.
And most of us have spent time in places where there's not this confidence that every day you go about your normal business and you come back home. And it's unfortunate, but we're kind of experiencing what the rest of the world is. Experienced.
Outside, the public library down the street is bustling, though people seem cautious. Nathan Kaira Sora just walked the half mile from the closest subway stop.
It's scary. It's so scary. I mean, to even walk from the metro to this place, you know, you'll be checking around, you know, just to be careful, you know, to be aware, yeah, of what's out there, you know.
And most people seem to be going about their daily routines with a sturdy intention to be normal. 15-year-old Jennifer Smith is waiting for a ride from her mom while Stephen Daniel drops off a videotape.
Well, it's kind of scary. I mean, like, all the places we usually go have something's happened to it, and it seems just, like, unreal, sort of, in certain ways. It's just different around here.
You're sort of vaguely, you know, conscious of it.
Have you changed it all the way you act?
Absolutely refuse. Absolutely refuse. You have to live your life, and you do everything you can to be a decent person, a good family member, a friend, and a neighbor. And that's the only thing you can do, really, to fight evil.
The tension here is unmistakable. Many people mull over what they can and cannot do to keep themselves or their children secure. But that seems difficult when life is so disrupted. A regional girls' soccer tournament is canceled, as well as other team practices and gatherings. Police cars cruise slowly around grocery store parking lots at midday, and filling up the tank at a busy gas station seems mortally risky. Claudius Mouche is manager of an Amoco at a busy intersection.
Not many people come and fill up $20, $30, they'd rather do $5 because they want to go.
Mouche says more and more often he sees people put the gas nozzle in the tank and then crouch down or wait inside the car with the seat laid all the way back. Many say they're on edge and are clinging to comfort where they can find it. The Montgomery County School Superintendent wrote a letter to parents asking them to find encouragement in the beauty of life's unexpected gifts and be prepared for the stress of the unknown. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.